And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
I got one for you, Josh.
All right, lay it on me.
Michigan freshman guard George Washington has entered the transfer portal. Re-entered the transfer portal.
Re-entered?
You're talking about from death to life?
Imagine if George Washington... I guess George Washington did kind of hit the transfer portal back in the day. He said, King, I'm out. You got a better NIL deal across the pond.
Modern day time-traveling George Washington initially entered following the coaching change, and then he withdrew his name, and now it appears as if he is being shown the door by Dusty May, who is doing quite well, actually, in the portal.
Imagine sitting George Washington down and saying, we don't need you here.
You got to have the guy named George Washington on your team. Your last name on his jersey says Washington. What's your first name? George?
George. Okay, but really.
Okay, buddy, whatever. What do you go by? I go by George.
Also, he has to take an official visit to George Washington University, yes?
Maybe he'll go to George Mason.
Yeah. Betrayal. He'd be a real Benedict Arnold.
Okay, Josh, what else do we have today?
Well, we're going to start with the Minnesota Twins. Have you heard about the Minnesota Twins?
I have. They're kind of stinky.
Well, they've won 7 in a row, so...
Stinky compared to the Royals.
Well, I mean, who isn't?
Not everybody could be the Royals.
That's right. In a 162-game Major League Baseball regular season, there's enough room for a lot of strange things to happen. Those include odd rally or home run traditions. One of the latest comes from the Minnesota Twins and sees them tossing a home run sausage to players who hit a home run. The team's local broadcast crew on Bally Sports North got a question about that into a recent presser with manager Rocco Baldelli, who is the father of twins, by the way.
Nice.
Just a weird clubhouse going on up north there. They got quite the answer. He responded when asked about the home run sausage. It's a summer tangy sausage is what it is. I actually looked at the package yesterday. It's bringing us a lot of hits and runs and stuff, so I'm all for it. For anyone that hasn't been following, it is a substantially packed sausage that catcher Ryan Jeffers has been carrying around in his bag and throwing at people when they score and hit home runs.
Okay, so it's still in the is it outside of a wrapping?
No, it is still in the wrapping.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's cool, man. I love baseball that way.
Yeah, it just, hey, it's weird, it's working, and we're just going to keep doing it until it doesn't work anymore.
It's just guys being dudes.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, the videos always go viral on Twitter, where it's like, what's up with these weird baseball guys? Why are they, like, grabbing each other's groins? Like, because that's like a handshake now. You just, you know? I'm just like, dude, it's just dudes. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
During their
guys being dudes.
During the team's 7-game win streak, the fewest amount of runs they've scored is 5.
All right, so they're hot right now. Right,
yeah, they scored 16 on Saturday and 11 on Sunday.
I haven't paid much attention to the Twins over the last week, sorry. I guess I should.
You should. Always strange brewings happening when you follow the Minnesota Twins. One team you have been following is the Denver Nuggets.
I have.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about?
Yeah, I saw that they were debating on ESPN this morning if LeBron and the Lakers
winning Saturday
and not getting swept kept him in the GOAT conversation.
Mm-hmm. That's a weird.
You're just making a lot of assumptions
angle
in that.
When you could just ask, is Nikola Jokic in the any kind of conversation? You could just ask that instead.
Yeah, that'd be a normal thing to ask.
But
Brian's not going anywhere, guys. He's not going anywhere in the GOAT conversation. I'm pretty sure that's already been solidified.
Like
he's already there.
2 or 3, depending on your world outlook.
Yep.
Like I don't see him moving up or down.
He could go to 1. I mean, he could be 1 to some people.
Maybe. Definitely. But as you alluded to, they did lose, the Denver Nuggets did on Saturday.
Yes.
And they are not making excuses, even though they very well could. as the team was forced to warm up before game four without any shoes on.
They lost their shoes?
They there was a luggage snafu.
Got you.
Apparently, a few players actually took the court before Denver's 119-108 loss to LA in game four without any shoes because of a mix-up getting the players' insoles onto the early bus. Turns out they packed the shoes and put them on the late bus. I don't know the difference between the two. Obviously, one bus is early, arriving early, and one bus is arriving
usually
late.
Usually not long.
Feels like a simple phone call could have been made, but what's their coach's name?
Mike Malone.
Michael. I knew it was MMM. Is it ideal? No, but hopefully we can figure out and make sure it never happens again. If you want to dig into stuff and say, well, we lost for some strange reason. Our players didn't have shoes for warm-ups. They're shooting around with flip-flops on. Is that ideal? No, but I'm not an excuse guy. I'm not going to point to the reason we got our butts kicked in the paint because our shoes weren't here on time. I think that's a reach.
Me too.
Yeah.
Unfortunate, though.
Imagine just owning a loss instead of, I don't know, blaming your teammates, blaming your coach, blaming your city's fans.
Blaming officials.
Blaming officials.
Stomping around like a child baby boy.
Imagine just going, you know what? We lost. We'll get the next one. What a novel concept during the playoffs especially.
Although I will say they do have the benefit of having a 3-0 lead in the series.
Yeah. You could afford one of those.
Finally, Josh. Get me to the main story. Get me to the main event. This is on special request from me. Josh didn't know about this at all this morning.
I didn't
know.
Yeah, this comes courtesy of Connor. So thank you, Connor, for this story.
Connor.com.
Hundreds of people gathered in Union Square to watch a masked man eat an entire container of cheese balls Saturday in New York City.
That's right.
The unidentified 27-year-old man posted flyers around the city in the weeks leading up to the event. In the video, fans could be heard chanting as the masked man choked down the cheese balls.
Cheese ball man. Cheese ball man. Yes, that's right. He showed up in a bright orange ski mask, got up on top of a stool, and his first word of his speech with this giant jug of cheese balls from Costco was, "I am allergic to gluten!" And then he started ripping the cheese balls. I will say, there was probably a couple thousand people there, maybe. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
This is ridiculous.
America at its finest. This is New York at its finest. Whoever says they don't love New York, you get a grip. This is as good as it gets right here.
I have a note here at the bottom of this paragraph.
What does it say?
I'm not editorializing when I say this. And the crowd said he was not very good at it.
No, he wasn't. There was a lot of cheese balls on the ground.
He explained after the event he had not practiced at all. The man had a gluten intolerance and was in significant gastrointestinal pain afterwards.
Yeah, I imagine so. He tried to eat a whole thing of cheese balls. He wasn't prepared for that at all.
But we've all at some point in our lives attacked a large plastic tub of cheese balls.
Yeah.
Whether it be a sleepover when you're 14
I don't think,
or whatever.
I mean, I've attacked, but I don't. I mean,
not a whole one.
The whole
certain
thing?
No.
I am amazed at myself sometimes where I'll be sitting there eating a giant jug of Pub Mix, and then all of a sudden I'm reaching for all of a sudden half my forearms in there. I'm like, ooh, I'm doing too much damage here. Time to roll this thing back up and put it back in the pantry. Or same thing with like a bag of chips.
Like, we've all been there.
Normal bag of Doritos. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh. Crap, they're gone.
Yeah, you're at
this
the point where
horrible.
It's like there's, you know, just a smattering of Doritos left. And you're like, well, I guess I got to finish it because I'm not rolling this bag up because there's six chips left
in
the bag.
But you'd feel, because you want other people to have access to the chips.
Mm-hmm. And you got to go buy a replacement bag in the middle of the night. So
it's a whole big thing.
No one, you got to hide your shame.
I love Cheese Ball Man, and I love that this is a thing. And I love that he took the effort in putting posters up over the city, and I love that people showed up. It was one of the bright shining stars of the weekend. Winner of the weekend, Josh. Remember that game?
Yes, I do.
Winner of the weekend is Cheeseball Man.
Cheeseball Man.
Not Dylon.
Asian Joe tweets in.
Hi, Asian Joe.
Cheeseball guy probably did better eating them than Nick Grimm did trying to guzzle down a glizzy.
Yeah. I think that's absolutely correct. He had a lot of cheese residue on his fingers, I can tell you that much.
Wonder if they were crunchier than he remembers.
What if afterwards the cheese ball man did not take any responsibility whatsoever and he was like, "Oh, I thought that was going to be easier than it was. I guess I wasn't wrong, but you know, that would have been bad. That would have put a damper on the entire thing."
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I'm glad cheese ball man didn't do that. Thank you, Cheeseball Man.
Thank you, Cheeseball Man. And it makes me wonder what type of like weird rando things we could do. Like, hey, come to the Omaha Baseball Village and watch a masked man eat fill in the blank.
It has to be organic. It has to mm-hmm. it has to build naturally, right? And I think you have to kind of do it by word of mouth or the underground social media scene, like
right.
Reddit
right.
or something like that. That's not really underground, but you get what I'm saying. It's got to be organic, and you got to get some people on your side right away.
Mm-hmm.
Probably need some time between Cheeseball Man and whatever else happens next.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't.
I can't do Cheeseball Man tomorrow.
No.
Like, I can't do Pub Mix Man.
No.
You know?
But we could do something in June.
Something. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's eating something either, because that feels really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, but there's lots of food down.
We have to work, though. Mm-hmm. You know, Josh, we do, after all, have to work.
Yes. Not Josh Peterson.
That's true.
He's done running a marathon.
That is true. Very interesting.
It's his turn to take one for the station.
Okay, thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
Thanks for squeezing that one in there for me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for bringing it to my attention. I didn't know.
Incredible. We'll come back in the noon hour. We'll talk about Nebraska's offense. Some of the things we were getting into there with Schaefer, and we'll move around to some other things, including Charles Barkley's review of Another American City and Major League Baseball jerseys being fixed.
More or less.
Coming back on 1620 The Zone. But first, the road to the NBA Finals is underway, and new customers on the FanDuel Sportsbook can go there on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. So, with that being said, look at the slate tonight. Look at what's coming up. The Nuggets are certainly going to close out the Lakers in Game 5 tonight. Josh is hoping that his Celtics don't blow it against the Miami Heat. And, the Thunder are going to send the Pelicans to Galveston. So use those to your advantage in the FanDuel Sportsbook. Head to FanDuel.com/Happer and get yourself started. It's not just the games, though. It's also individual player props. Like I said, the Nikola Jokic triple-double thing, you're going to be within like a point or a rebound every single time. So I would probably hit that one up as well. Only on the FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.